This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are feeling great today and you're not stressed about anything crazy and you're in alignment and ready and present for all of the positive vibes coming to you this week. I am claiming that I'm going to have a great week this week, and I hope you are too. I already know it's going to be a good week because I'm going on vacation soon, like a physical, actual pack a bag, get on a plane, go sit on a beach and bake in the sun type of vacation. And I am so excited because it's been years since I've been on an actual vacation, like to another country, and just there to have fun. No work, no engagements, nothing. And I don't know how y'all pack, but I'm a two outfit a day kind of girl when I travel, especially for tropical vacations. So I'm trying to pack and see what vibes we're going to be serving. Also, depending on the location, if it's somewhere like Italy or Paris, I really want to get into the culture, right? And I want to eat what they eat there. I want to see the museums, etc. But for tropical vacations, and if I'm going to be on a beach, I want to be on the sand with a book and a margarita the entire time, for real. I don't need to hit the club. I just want to eat good, smell the ocean, and bake in the sun. So that's what I've been getting ready for. I'm going to Jamaica. I'm not sure if I already said that, but it'll be my first time. So if you live in Jamaica or have been, tell me what to do. Where should I go? Where should I eat? Give me all the tea. Okay, I was on the phone with one of my very, very dear friends recently. She moved to New York to pursue her master's, and she was telling me that she's graduating soon and really wants to stay in New York and find a job out there. But she was telling me how nerve-wracking it was during the application process to find a job. The resume building, the applying process, the phone interviews, the in-person interviews, and then getting to those really unsettling questions at the end, like, well, how much were you thinking in terms of pay? And she was sharing with me about how she's having these conversations and negotiating and almost a little nervous to ask for the money that she wanted. She was telling me how she really wanted to stay in New York, preferably with no roommates, and how crazy expensive that would be. And so we're just catching up, and I'm like, you know, well, if you kind of backtrack and go backwards from your goal, find the place that you want, see how much it is with no roommates for the year. And if you know your rent is going to be XYZ, then this is the number you should be asking for in your interview. And so she kind of laughed and was like, girl, that's a big number. That's a lot. And I said, yeah, but you're a lot too, you know, and you're providing value. You are providing a service to this company. Do not be afraid to ask for what you think you are worth. Don't be afraid to ask for anything if it is something that you know you want, because there is no harm in asking, right? There is nothing wrong with throwing out big numbers when you're applying for a job. There's nothing wrong with asking for clarity in your relationships. There's nothing wrong with asking for a raise. There's nothing wrong with respectfully telling people how you feel. But what I have come to realize is that it takes guts, it takes audacity, and it takes some authority to do so. I used to be the girl that would never speak up if something bothered me,
And I'm not all the way there personally, but professionally, if it don't rock my boat, I am not on board. But before, I was the type of person that if you gave me the lowest offer, I would take it, knowing that I was worth more, knowing that I probably should have asked for more, but I was too afraid to lose the deal. I was too afraid that they would walk away and not want me. I was afraid I wouldn't get another opportunity, so I just accepted what they wanted me to have. Sis, when you lower your value and lessen your worth by accepting anything, you will pay for it. Every time I have lowered my value and accepted anything less than what I knew I was worth, and that's on relationships, jobs, money, anything. When I lowered myself in fear that I would lose something, I paid for it in the end. I always ended up unhappy, mad, frustrated, wishing I would have just had the gall to say, you know what? Thank you, but no thanks. So I was working with a brand not too long ago, and they wanted to sponsor the show, but wanted me to change my number. And it was a great brand, but knowing how much work goes into one episode, knowing how much value I've added to the show, knowing how valuable my listeners are, I gave them my number and I said, this is where I am and this is where I will be. I will not accept anything less than this. Y'all, for 4 months, they emailed me back and forth trying to get me to agree to lower my number, and they were throwing everything in the book at me. They even gaslit me a little, like, you should feel lucky, we even want to work with you, blah, 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 blah. And at the end of the day, they were absolutely correct. I did feel blessed to even be in an email thread with them. I am blessed to be here. I'm blessed to do what I do, but this is my number. This is my asking price. And either you will meet me where I am, exceed my expectations, or you're just gonna have to find someone else for the opportunity. Same rules apply for jobs, applications, romantic endeavors, all of the above, sis. If you cannot be met at the line that you are drawing, if you cannot be met at the bar that you are setting, this may not be the opportunity for you. This may not be the job for you. This may not be the man for you. This may not be the environment for you. And I say may not because every situation is different. And you may be willing to compromise depending on the circumstance or the outcome that you're looking for. But trust and believe, if you keep settling for less, you will keep getting less. And that's not me being mean and shady towards you or me trying to be better and act like I know it all. No. This is me telling you as a person who has settled for less, who has just accepted anything just to say that she could have it, that if you have to ignore who you are and what you know you want to get it and swallow that voice inside that's like, sis, we deserve better. You don't need it in the first place. What is your asking price, sis? What are you worth? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy. And if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is no matter matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay for 10% off your first month. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. I am not trying to be the expert here and like I know it all, because girl, I promise you, I don't. And please don't think I'm just telling all the people that I want to work with, like, pay up. No, it's not like that. There are times when you do have to compromise a little. And sometimes you won't get everything you want right up front, depending on the situation. But that's why I said it's important to know what you want, to know what you're worth, and to shoot where you're aiming. Because if what you're compromising on isn't working out, you already know it is time to move forward and go where your needs will be met. Accommodations require accommodation. And what that means is, if you need me to accommodate you, your wants, your desires, your brand deals, whatever, if I am working to make sure your life is better in some way, your company is better in some way to accommodate you, then I need to be accommodated too. Just as much as you want this job done for me, you want me to deliver for you. I need some deliverance too. If you want me to show up and be a soundboard for you and listen to you and consume you and consume your thoughts and your ideas and your problems and your reality, I need you to consume mine. It's called reciprocity, sis. The practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit. Mutual, meaning you are getting something out of this too. Because everything in life is an exchange. Exchange of time, exchange of resources, exchange of energy. And where I think I get lost, and where maybe some of you get lost, is we just want to do our best and give people our best and do the right thing and do our best at work or within our businesses, not really taking the time to evaluate what we are actually doing and how valuable that time, how valuable our resources and our energy is. I used to think that I had to be big to add value. I had to be the best this or the best that to bring value to the tables that I sat at, not realizing that the value is in who I am. And I need to know, moving forward, how much I am worth, how much I am worth in a relationship, how much I'm worth at a job, how much I'm worth for a brand deal, how much I'm worth for my time, for my creativity, how much I am worth for what I say. That is why I asked, what is your price? because we're out here doing our thing, not knowing how much value we add to other people, how much value we add to our jobs and our businesses, there to supply and give and fill in the gaps whenever, wherever, and however people need us, and giving all the good stuff away for free, not benefiting from what we're spending our time doing, not getting poured into, but steady pouring into everything else. And don't get me wrong, I think when it's on your heart to give and be of service, it will always come back to you. That is for sure. But you are also not a public water fountain either. You feel me? And that when you open your hands to give, they are still open to receive. And there is nothing selfish about wanting more reciprocity in your life. There is nothing selfish about wanting to be around people who pour into you like you pour into them. There is nothing wrong with wanting a job that you do good work at and you get pay that matches that work. Reciprocity. Not just giving all you've got away, but getting something from it, benefiting from your time, benefiting from the hours that you spend working, benefiting from being in someone's life. Know what you're worth and stand on it, sis. Stop being scary. People, jobs, businesses, brands are not afraid to tell you what they want from you. But somehow we always have a problem with telling them what we want in return. We get nervous and we're weird and rethinking what we're going to say over and over again. Girl, bye. Ask for it. Now, while I am hyping you up to go big and ask for the things that you want, I also have to be responsible and tell you that just because you ask for it doesn't mean that you're going to get it. Not everyone's going to want to meet you where you are. They may not be able to reach the bar that you set. They may not be willing to pay that price. They may say you're too expensive, and I mean that figuratively and literally, and tell you to lower who you are, to come down a bit. Ignore what your gut is telling you and tell you to come down and meet them where they want you to be. But you are your best advocate, sis, and no one is gonna represent you and be serious about you like you. So do not ever be afraid to walk away from any table if you do not have a taste for what they are serving. You feel me? We will compromise a lot throughout our lives, but you do not have to compromise who you are and what you want. So I ask again, what's your price, sis? And when you sit down and add up the cost and you know your value and you know what you want, don't be afraid to throw it out there and start saying, this is where I am and this is where I will be. And you will either meet me here, exceed my expectations, or find someone else that fits your budget, your relationship budget, your friend budget, your time budget, your financial budget, whatever. If you cannot meet me here, I appreciate the time and the opportunity. Thank you, but no thanks. Because what's for me will be for me, and it will not pass me by, and I will not be afraid to walk away from something that wasn't even mine to begin with. And then you let it be.
That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com.
The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.